This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Jason and Alexis in the Morning on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Yoda.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Thank you, Yoda. I'm Jace with Lex, and Dawn McClain, as you heard Lex say, Kenny is off this week. And
I thought you were going to say, get the big meats.
Or that, too. Get your big meats, everyone. Thanks for being here as we hit the midweek point, the hump part of the week.
Yeah.
And it is going to be, as Lex has been telling you all morning with Dawn, it's going to be very, very sticky and disgusting. Ooh. Out there. Don't even go outside if you don't have to. It is a granny panty day, right? Like zero?
Yeah.
That's right.
New granny panties.
Yes, that's right. Zero granny panties. So
drink fluids now. Start drinking water, people.
I know. I have a glass in front of me. It's my third of the day.
Yes,
so I'll have to probably tinkle during this next bit here. It is the best of birthday pranks. And I pulled a couple weeks ago. And we have one left from that collection. Mm-hmm. This one is simply called Cub.
Yeah, I think it might be me. And okay. I think it might be me calling somebody to tell them they're very nervous about having a Cub card, like Cub Foods. And that I've told them there's some type of a security breach with their information.
Oh, gosh.
I think. I'm not sure, but that's the only thing that comes to mind. We'll see what it is, though. It's sometimes a surprise.
It's a surprise to all of us sometimes. And sometimes we replay one accidentally that you just heard, and we have to stop it and find another one. Right, Lex? That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's happened a few times.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the best of birthday pranks, maybe.
Is this Mike?
Yes, it is. Speaking.
Hey, Mike, today is the day that we are going to prank your wife, Cassandra, for her birthday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now, she listens to my talk all the time, so hopefully she won't realize that she's being pranked. I hope not. But tell us about her obsession with the grocery store card.
Well, it is a borderline paranoia. She now, when you buy your groceries, you know how you scan the card?
Yeah.
Well, she is paranoid that it is tracking her every move, her every purchase. Like, it is some sort of tracking device that knows everything about her and more.
Well, it kind of does, but I'm going to be calling and making her even more paranoid about this.
Excellent.
Sound good? All right, great. Well, I will get her on the phone, and then you just be quiet in the background, and then at the end I'll bring you on, and we can tell her it's all a big joke, okay?
You got it. Thanks.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Cassandra?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we just wanted to try to reach you. This is Mildred from
local grocery store.
Down the road from you here.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay, well, I've been better, to be honest with you. We've had some real issues here locally with our location here. Somebody's really compromised our systems here, and a hacker has come through and stole many customers, a bunch of account information from our rewards card program.
What?
It's real. I know.
Credit card or?
No, not your credit card, hon. Just your rewards card, you know, when you scan your items at the end and we put in what items you've purchased.
And someone stole that information from everyone?
Yeah, pretty much all of our customers. So it's been a horrible day. I've been having to make phone calls. Well, actually, for the last week here. So We just wanted to ask you a few questions about all of your the purchases that you made. And
well, what does that mean? I mean, they have like all my, they know everything that I've
bought in the past. And yeah, that's what the problem is. Is see, what these people want to do is they want to sell these lists to companies, and then they get to market to you, and they know that you, you know, that you bought certain products and things, and that's sure annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, how do we fix it? How do we make sure they don't keep seeing my stuff?
Well, I'm going to get to that in just a second here, hon. But I wanted to run through. We're trying to track down which companies are buying these illegal lists here. And so I just wanted to know if you have gotten a bunch of different ads in your email account and free products and samples, especially looks like you buy quite a bit of Vagisil Feminine Wash.
Okay. Well, I did actually get some free, like, tampons in the mail. They just came, like, two tampons, trial size. Yeah.
Well, you know, all that kind of feminine stuff is all tied in together, so it doesn't surprise me that they'd be in cahoots.
Okay.
Anything else? You find any, like, free condoms in the mail? That's real embarrassing.
Oh, no, that has not come in the mail. Okay. But, you know, I mean, I always get ads in my email the time.
Oh, God. What kind of email? Is it from condoms?
No, not condom emails. But, I mean, I just in general, just like all sorts of ads. So I guess that's probably what it is they found my information and they're sending me the stuff. You know, I say this all the time that, like, they are out there tracking everything that we're buying.
Oh, hon, I know. You know, another thing is panty liners. Have you gotten any ads for panty liners?
I don't specifically panty liners. I don't think so.
What about just other maxi pads?
No, but I don't really buy maxi pads.
Okay, Vagisil, though. You definitely got the Vagisil once.
Probably, okay. I guess.
I mean, all right. Well, the problem here is that these hackers, they want to do that. Like I said, they want to send free samples, and the more hits they get on each customer, the better. And they're just making loads of cash off of this. We've had this problem up in Coon Rapids. It happened up in Duluth. It's just been so horrible, and we really do apologize.
Well, what are we going to do? I mean, like, I like to get the discounts, but I don't want anybody tracking my purchases. I don't think I'm going to use this card anymore.
Yeah, well,
like,
what?
You need to have a system where I can just get the discounts and not have to use the card.
Well,
I shop there all the time.
Well, would you like to sign up for our new rewards program? Because we got another thing going on here that's a little bit more secure.
Well, I don't know. This makes me very uncomfortable. I really don't like that people are getting my information and knowing what I'm buying. I mean, like, I don't want anyone to know that stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you do see an increase in one of the biggest ones is that feminine wash that I mentioned. So if you see any more of those free samples coming through the mail, any kind of emails, you just let us know, okay? Now, actually, because of your trouble, I got my manager over here, and he's offering $50 gift cards over here to the store, so you can use it at any time in your convenience, okay?
Okay, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, let me get Mike on the phone here for you. Hey, Mike?
Hello?
Hey, Mike, why don't you tell Cassandra, your wife, that she's been birthday pranked?
It's me. You just got pranked.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And on behalf of Jason and Alexis in the morning, this is Dawn McClain. We just wanted to thank you for being a good sport. And we will send you a free bottle of Vagisil. Just for your trouble.
That's so embarrassing. I'm like, lady keeps talking about my
oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much, like I said, for being a good sport, and don't worry, you have not been hacked.
Oh my god.
Okay.
You're crazy.
All right, well, you guys work that out on your own, and once again, happy birthday from Jason and Alexis.
Thank you.
She probably wants that $50 gift card.
Yeah.
Totally.
Not going to get it. We can't afford that.
No, we can't do that. Right. I got that feminine wash. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, I think about that, like, not about feminine wash, but I just think the store is, like, tracking, like, all of your purchases and people laughing at, oh, look what Lexus is buying again. Those adult diapers or whatever, you know. I mean, it doesn't freak me out. I do think about it from time to time. I don't get over it.
If you open up your Target circle, you can look at, oh, look, do you want to buy this again? They make it really easy. If you wanted to order your stuff and just have it delivered to your car, you can just look through everything that you just bought, looking at it right now. Oh, look, there's some tampons.
Oh, look. And you can order them again. Uh-huh. Yeah. Alexis, is Angel going out, or are you doing a lot of delivery for groceries and stuff?
It's a combo.
It's a combo?
Yeah. But yeah, he does go out a lot to get groceries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you haven't. You've been out once, haven't you?
I've been to
Target?
The grocery store a couple times now. Yeah, but generally, yeah, he's the one who does it all.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have everything delivered. I've done more online shopping than I ever have done. Even for my gift shop, even my local gift shops that I love.
You've been
I mean, I want to make sure, you know, you're supporting local still.
For sure.
And I just have it mailed here. I'm like, wow, this is slick.
Allie Kaplan from formerly of Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, now of Minnesota Business Magazine. She brought up a really good question of like, what services are going to remain? You know what I mean? What are consumers still going to want curbside pickup? Even when there is a vaccine, even when we're on the other side of the pandemic, what's going to stick, you know, as far as habits of ours? Because there's no denying, it's not being dramatic. The world has fundamentally changed as far as consumer habits. What will remain once this is over and we're on the other side of it? You know,
question. I hope a lot of it does stay.
Do you like the curbside? Yeah, I like the curbside pickup.
Loving it. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of grocery shopping, especially when I have to find cheese because there's like 200 options and, you know, my brain breaks it down by like cost per ounce. And I'm like, what am I doing? Just pick your cheese and go. But it's stifling.
Oh.
There's my neuroses right there.
Deep dive into that whole cheese cost per ounce.
We'll have to do that later.
It's a lot. But it's nice just to go click, done, delivered. Okay, great. I've also made a lot of different choices in my personal life that I'm actually looking forward to them staying the way they are.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
do you feel that way too?
A few. Like I said, curbside pickup, absolutely. I hope that, and if this purchases, I feel,
things you're not buying anymore.
There's a few items that they're no longer on the list that I don't know if it will ever come back. But my whole routine has kind of changed, and I'm going to be fascinated this time next year. What are conversations going to be like? You know, fast forward to 2021. Don't we wish we could?
I don't know what that will look like either, Jace, though.
I hope it's better. Let's just stay on the positive.
I want to be able to fondle produce again.
Yeah, I want to fondle.
I'm not going to be able to.
I want to fondle melons. Yeah. like cantaloupe and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be back. Stay with us, everyone.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. It is time to get the big entertainment stories in the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Hello, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Jason, Alexis, Dawn. Hi, you guys.
Hi. Good morning.
You know, I want to start with this story because I think that this relationship just captivated so many people. And I'm talking about Mary Kay Letourneau.
Oh, yeah.
Has died at the age of 58.
Oh.
So, I know.
I didn't read that.
I just read it last night and started kind of delving in and remembering this case, the prison time, the relationship, the children, all of it. So, you'll remember that when it was, summer of 1996, so a long time ago, Mary Kay Letourneau was a married teacher. She was 34 years old at the time. She had four children with her husband, and her relationship with one of her students who was in the sixth grade, his name is Vili Fulau, turned sexual. So police eventually discovered this sexual relationship between these two, and she ended up pleading guilty in 1997 to raping him. and spent years in prison. Now, she was awaiting sentencing when there...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Her first daughter, Audrey, was born. She became pregnant by Vili two times and has two daughters with him. They ended up, after she got out of prison, he petitioned the court to lift the restraining order against her. By that time, he was an adult, and they ended up getting married. They got married and just split within the last couple of years, and then she died of cancer. Oh. She had a stage four cancer that was kept really quiet over the last couple of months. And she just passed away.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. It is a very interesting tale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, talk about captivated. Yes, it really was.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, there were so many conversations about the difference between if this was a male teacher and a female student, right? Versus a female teacher and a male student.
Yeah.
And all of these different things that came along with it. So, but very sad for her children, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, at 58 years old. And they had continued living together. I don't know. It was a very fascinating deal.
Yeah.
Cassie Randolph, who was Colton Underwood's pick on his season of The Bachelor, they just recently broke up. She is slamming the editing that happens on The Bachelor.
Ooh.
Weird.
Oh. Imagine that.
I know. I can't believe someone would be unhappy with this.
New concept. We've heard this many, many times.
She did a little catch-up interview with Chris Harrison because she appeared on The Bachelor, The Greatest Seasons Ever, last night, and she said, "So I'm a little irritated about a few things right now. Just watch the Bachelor interview that you aired, and I feel like I'm speaking to no one." She said, I've said this a million times. You guys cannot play judge. You can't judge something that you know is edited and know nothing about.
Mm.
I don't know, Cassie. This is what you sign up for when you go on the show.
Yep. You know it.
They only have 3 hours a week to tell the story, and that's not very much time.
Yeah, they do guide the narrative, though, by leaving things out and choosing to just focus on one thing.
100%. They put together exactly who these characters are going to become, and then the producers pick bits and pieces of what they say to fit that narrative.
And you should, I mean, by this time, I will never buy from anybody going, "Oh my God, the editing." We have grown up now. We have enough years in the can
it's
of
been
reality 40 TV.
Seasons of
well,
the
yes.
Bachelor.
Everybody knows going into it what you're getting into.
Yeah, everybody,
you know?
A viewing audience has to know, okay, this is clearly, you know, but whatever.
I don't know. Viewing audiences sometimes aren't that bright. I mean, you always hear these stories about soap opera actors when they go out in public, like people are visibly angry at them for how they behaved on the show.
Yes.
And the actors in these soaps are like, "I'm an actor.
Yeah, this isn't really me.
This is a character," and they'll get like all mad.
That's a great example. Yeah. You want to think the best in people, but you can't always.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That should be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That should be a sad, we're not having a state fair t-shirt.
Yeah.
You want to think the best in people, but you can't.
But you can't. That's my motto. Yeah. Sincerely.
That's why.
After I keep seeing these people freaking out at Costco's and Dollar Generals.
And then you just do the hashtag 2020. Yeah. That's going to be the t-shirt.
Hashtag no state fair.
Yeah.
All right. Keeping it real.
I want to think the best in people, but I can't.
Oh gosh, you guys, we come up with really good ideas during these Dirt Alerts.
I'm going to tweet that right now, actually, before I forget.
Please do. That's really wonderful. We come up with good show ideas that we never get put into development.
Oh, God,
I don't know why. And then we forget them. Oh gosh. Okay. This Johnny Depp situation is really giving us a lot of information.
It sure is.
Elizabeth.
This is why celebrities shouldn't do court. I'm just saying, because, and it's not that they're not entitled to utilizing the justice system just like everybody else is. It's because when you go to court, you have to answer a lot of questions, and all of those answers are made public. So Johnny Depp said in court Tuesday, and this is very sad, talking about his drug use, he told a British High Court judge that he began using at a very young age and that he did not grow up in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. Now, Amber Heard, this is all related to the UK tabloid The Sun, who Johnny Depp is suing for libel over a story that called the actor a wife beater in reference to his former marriage to actress Amber Heard. They were only married for 15 months, but it was a tumultuous relationship. He has since denied that he physically abused her. He claims that he was the victim of domestic violence in their relationship. And so now, as he is trying to fight this lawsuit, he's revealing all sorts of information. He said, my mother used to go ask me to get her nerve pills. And I think it was around the age of 11 that it dawned on me that nerve pills were calming her nerves. So I brought her her nerve pills and then I took one and that began my drug use. Mm. And he said, drug and alcohol use early on in his life was the only way that he found to numb the pain.
Oh.
Wow.
And then he also said that Amber Heard defecated in their bed, and that was the last straw of their relationship. And
yep.
I'm just
and as I
leave you on that.
And note. As I keep saying all morning long, if that happened to me, same thing. Peace out, boy.
Thanks.
If I find you crapping in my bed, bye. Elizabeth Reese, today at 3 on Twin Cities Live.
But it was a joke, Kate.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
You wanna be in great company? Come on along to the place where you belong. Come on board with ABC. We're reaching out, it's you and me. Come on along with ABC.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Hey, Rocco right here. Come on along with ABC. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything the Fonz. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kitty's off. Have some fun facts coming up in a second. But the Amber Heard story mixed with my story about a fraud, my fraudulent ex-boyfriend. I've asked this probably in different ways over the years, but is there a deal breaker for you two? Let me give you an example, and it doesn't have to be as harsh as someone crapping in your bed. But, for instance, B. Arthur, a dreaded hose beast. It's hard to imagine that woman has a personal life, but she actually does. And she stopped dating a guy once because of how he ate, because he chewed with his mouth open and she couldn't hack that. She said, I can't lie to myself. He's a good dude, but that would drive me crazy until the end of time. And I'll never forget that. I was sitting in her office. Lex, I think you were with me.
I was there, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
So is there that type of deal breaker for you two when you both were dating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For me, it's big. I'm big on smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, there's some essence that you just can't scrub off, you know? That's just like your smell.
Oh,
and that's a big deal to me.
Your essence.
Your essence.
You can't scrub off your essence.
Lex, you're killing me today. I'm loving it. You know? Yeah.
Breath
Some
stuff,
of the
you know.
Foods that people eat repeatedly come out through their pores.
Right. And you just can't hide from that sometimes. But to someone else, that might be, you know, yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
But not me. And then the other thing is being rude to other people, especially service people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've
servers.
Mentioned that before.
I just can't handle it. I also don't really like when, you know, there's a lot of that kind of, if we don't know them, gossipy kind of like, let's, I try to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah. Did you
in
have
a partner?
Did you have a boyfriend that was rude in front of you to a server or something, Lex?
Yeah, it was. We
I
were
think
done.
So. That's right.
That
yeah.
was it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought there was a real life example of that for you. That was like,
yeah, because I mean, that was just, I mean, we were in like the very beginning stages of dating and you're going to show that already. Ugh. I mean, I'm glad in some ways I'm grateful because, you know, that whole saying, when they show you who you are, believe them the first time, right?
Yep.
Bye.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you, Maya Angelou.
Thank you, Maya.
Yeah, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Yeah, but those are the two big ones.
Dawn, for you?
Well, I'm not really into people who get blackout drunk and like you can look in their eyes and they're just not there anymore. I've dated some guys like that. Obviously abusive behavior.
Yeah.
But then I broke up with one guy because he would get drunk like that where it's like, who are you? Are you even in there? And then on top of it, he smoked and he had this smoker's breath that I couldn't kiss him. Like it was such a turn off that I'm like, I cannot. He's been drinking whiskey all night and now he's been smoking and it was just the most, the grossest breath.
Yeah. Right. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just can't ever sleep with you again.
Yeah. No, it's because mine.
Just a light goes off and you're like, nope can't ever do it.
It, yep. It is like a light switch. It's like, okay, mm-mm, well, there it goes. No. Nope. No
more. The feeling's gone.
No more. No more nooks. No. Well, mine obviously, it obviously is a deal. The whole that bathroom thing. I know there are a lot of you out there because every time I mention this, there's, and I think it's great that you guys have that level of comfort. There are couples out there that have been with each other so long that they do everything in front of each other, and that's fabulous. I'm envious.
I can't believe it.
And I mean that, and I'm not being funny. I'm envious. I wish I could rewire. I wish I could go to like a psychiatrist or something, and like you get your, you know, when you do a reboot of your phone or like you update the software.
Yeah.
I wish I could update my software. I wish I could turn that off. That is such like a deal breaker. But I'm hardwired.
Were folks like that too?
No,
I think that has a lot to do with.
Well, Oh yeah. Like particular about that.
Yeah, and your mom was like, nope, close the door.
Yes,
don't fart in front of me. Don't do any of that. Okay, see,
my mom
has a lot to do with it.
My mom found the passing of the gas extremely vile, and I remember my mom as a child like always yelling at my dad because he did it. Like a lot of dudes do just at free, you know, whenever he wanted to. And I'm very much my mother in that sense. I don't think it's funny. I think it grosses me out. And yeah, so I get that people do it. Everybody does it. There's a book, a whole book on it.
But it's each your own. Yeah. Everyone does it.
But I just don't like it when people think it's funny. Like I get if it's an accident, look, it's human, it's natural, but the guys that like brag about it and do it on purpose or like, lift their leg. Yeah, like lift their leg on a chair and do it. You want to gross me. That is so vile.
Light him on fire.
Oh my God. Anything to make a show of it. That's a good way to put it. If you're making a show of it, I find that it's so disgusting to me. It's so
right.
gross.
Yeah, if you have a sneaker, you know, just kind of whoops.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, we all do, but yeah, good point. Good differentiation there,
Lex.
There's
a big difference.
There's a huge difference.
Pushing it out.
Yeah, and then lifting up your leg like, hi, look at me. You know, I'm like, no, I don't really want to. No.
Yeah, of course, somebody that eats like they were born in a barn.
Yes.
I don't like that either. I agree with B. Arthur. If MC like smacked and didn't close his mouth when he ate, I'd be like, dude.
Close your mouth.
Or I'd just be like, I have something else to do.
I'm going to call her because I think I want if it was that he opened his mouth or that he smacked his gums. Let me see. Let me see what she.
He was chewing with his mouth.
Was he chewing? I think it was chewing. I'll ask her because
he was licking his fingers a lot. And
hello.
Stuff.
Hi, B. You're live on the air. B, remember when you had a social life? Let's go back to that time. Okay. When you dated that guy and you told Lex and you know, I never forget this, that you broke up with him because of the way he ate.
It was disgusting.
Okay. What specifically? I can't remember. Was it that he chewed with his mouth open? Did he belch? What was it?
Yeah. He chewed with his mouth open and really, really loudly. Like this. Like that.
Oh, me.
Yeah. I mean, really, could you do that for
every
the rest
meal?
Of your life?
No.
Every single time you eat food?
And
listen to this.
Or a snack.
Did you? There was no, right? Didn't you tell me? You told us there was no other date after that, right?
No, we were done. I was like, nope, we're done. Actually, I dated him for a little while and I noticed it at first. And I was like, well, that maybe he's just really hungry. And then it just didn't stop. And then I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, can't do it.
Yeah, okay. We're done.
Okay, bye, B. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Welcome.
Yummy.
Welcome to the promo.
Yeah, well, seriously, Rocco, 8:40 on Wednesday, Rocco, if you're listening.
Send that on for sure.
Send that on for sure. Rocco, there's your promo. Yeah. Oh, ugh. No, that's another one, too.
That would be. And, I mean, that's every meal.
Every meal.
And snack time.
8:41, back right after this. 8:46, Don and Steve coming up, followed by Colleen and Bradley and Lori and Julia, all coming up today right here on My Talk 107.1. Meanwhile, we're wrapping things up here. Jason and Alexis in the morning on this Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. Good news. I think it's good news. Maybe Don will tell us about Prince Harry and Prince William. They're making news. What's going on with them?
Well, there's a fund, actually, that was a Diana Memorial Fund.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so they have split the funds between them. Oh. Now, this is a charity that, of course, was in memory of Princess Diana. So it used to be that they had a charity together, Prince Harry and Prince William.
Yeah.
But then last December, they broke away. So you have the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's Royal Foundation.
Okay.
And then another foundation for Harry and Meghan called Sussex Royal Foundation.
Okay.
Now that is dissolved.
Gone, yeah.
Okay, so half of the money is going to, this is an inheritance that they had previously had appointed joint custodians of. So the half that's still intact, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge Royal Foundation will receive half. And then Harry has decided to put the other funds towards a couple of issues.
Oh.
Victims of extreme poverty and HIV AIDS in Botswana and Malawi. He has founded a charity to help them.
Which his mother, it's perfect because his mother was an early ally in the fight against HIV AIDS.
Right. And then they also have another, they're going to launch a global charity named after their son Archie called Archwell.
Oh. So they basically finally got approval to use that name.
Yes. So you probably saw some headlines yesterday, and the only thing they focused on was that we get a peek inside Harry's home, his L.A. mansion. It's like, okay, not really, because he's just in front of a garden. Like, you don't see anything. But I wanted to focus on the good things that they're doing with this money. So they're splitting up the whole fund, and then they don't, you know, that fund isn't active anymore, but basically, there are people that have, what is that called, whenever it's some legacies. So there's still money coming in every year because of legacy accounts and donations.
Yeah.
Left in people's death, you know, they say, I want my inheritance every year a little bit to go to this foundation. Like last year, there were £21,000 from the fund. You know, that needs to go somewhere. So they're always going to receiving money in addition to this one lump sum of an inheritance. So.
Well, that's good that they're, because they don't, let's be honest, they don't need the money. So I'm glad that they're dispersing it appropriately to great charities.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the fact that Harry is mirroring things that meant a lot to his mother is quite beautiful. It's, you know, there's, she was early. I mean, she was a really early adopter and really early ally when it wasn't, when we still didn't know a lot and it was still polarizing, she was out there. I mean, it was one of the reasons she became so beloved is she didn't care. She saw suffering and she went where there was suffering. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Coming up on 8:50, I was just looking at some video. I was going to talk about this earlier, but yesterday there was a preview for press and selected members of media and I think family and friends to do a test run at Disney World yesterday. I saw, you know, obviously I follow all the big Disney accounts like Disney Food Blog. Hi, it's AJ from Disney Food Blog. I follow her and they were all on site for the opening for a preview of Magic Kingdom. And it is sparse, girl. Now, this isn't quite as, it's going to be a little more busy when they open it up this weekend, but wow, it looks like the end of the world, and there's just a smattering of people in the parks. You will have no problem. You will have no problem staying away from people because they are they're not letting a lot of people in. And everyone's wearing masks. As we kind of joked about yesterday, I was reading some reports of the procedures and stuff. And the one guy that I really trust, he has a reputable amusement park website. He said, bottom line, they're not playing around. He goes, they do it in a very Disney way, but there is no if, ands, buts, arguing, nothing.
Thank goodness.
With masks, he said.
They don't want to be the happiest place that gave everybody COVID.
Exactly. He goes, there's just simply no debate. And he goes, there's actually cast members all around the parks that are, in a very nice way, ready to pounce if people, you know, walk in and then start to take their mask off. He's basically like, nope, not possible. He goes, because you will be politely asked. He says, I think they ask you once, and then you don't get much of another chance, and you are quietly removed from the park, and you can never return. Like, you're banned from the park.
Wow.
Yeah, is what he's hearing.
I'm sure that they will have announcements going also, because they're all about that. Like, whenever we were there early to get in for the Star Wars rides, they had announcements going the whole time about how they were going to handle things and what to expect from yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
like, you can't go on the side paths. Basically, we have one road for you to go on and stick to that. And they, I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it with all those people.
They were showing the lines too, as far as how they're going to handle that with social distancing. The guy said, look, all these lines look very long, but that's only because they're social. Yeah. They're six. Well, he goes, they're actually a little bit more than 6 feet. And then they have cast members walking up and down the lines to make sure that everybody is listening and no one, kind of just like, and they'll politely ask them, okay, would you mind stepping a little bit more? He said he was really impressed. And I thought, yeah, that's Disney. That's how they do things. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It opens this weekend. So I'll be curious to see once it's real, you know what I mean, Lex? Like, not invited guests. When the general
number of people.
When the full number of people they're allowing and just regular guests come in, I'm going to be watching very closely this weekend to see what the reports are. But I was encouraged to see that Mickey is not playing around.
Wouldn't it be fun if they had, like, guys dressed as gondoliers with their poles? And that are 6 feet long. And
walking
like,
Let's
keep apart.
Well, I think in Hollywood Studios, the stormtroopers are going to kind of jokingly yell at you if you're, which is perfect,
Those double lightsabers, the double-ended ones.
Yeah, Darth Maul. Very good.
Put those between. Yeah.
Very good reference to the Darth Maul lightsaber. It's one of the lightsabers I don't own. I realized that.
You could change that in August, you know. Can you build that one, or is that even available?
You can, but girl, it is
double the price.
It is expensive.
It's already really expensive, but
that one's real, real expensive. Like, very expensive. So, I get real tipsy.
you might get it.
So, yes,
that's the one
you
don't have.
Yes,
I might. I mean, maybe. I don't
know. Is that the only one you don't have?
It's basically one of the few that I do not have. Of like the big characters. Oh, there's a ton that I don't have, but
From the ones that you can build, the bigger ones
I can build,
like the more iconic.
Yeah, that's one of the more iconic ones that I don't have. The ones you can build, there's a few scenarios, a few versions I don't have. I've built a few. Dawn built one. Mm-hmm. Colin built one. And I have a few there at the Star Wars land. So yeah, big kid.
Oh, I can't wait to see all the baby Yoda stuff that's coming out.
I know.
Oh gosh, I love that little thing.
I know. He's everywhere.
So cute. It's like,
they even have they have masks. They have baby Yoda masks, face masks.
Yes, I've seen that. I've ordered some fabric.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
It's on back order, but hopefully I'll get my few yards soon.
Absolutely.
Start making some.
Well, that is going to do it for us, dearies. I almost said dearies, like the Wicked Witch. I'll get you, dearies. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned for our good friends Donna and Steve and Dawn again, followed by Colleen and Bradley, and then Lori and Julia. In the meantime, please be very careful today. Stay hydrated. Only wear a half a granny panty. Woo! And go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. It's hot, hot, hot. You be you. Have a great day. We love you so much. And we will talk tomorrow. Bye, friends. Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.